Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting second. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Ripple. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Travis Jackson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Gabler. Pitching for the New York Giants, Frank Gabler. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting second. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting third. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lon Warnecke. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lon Warnecke. And now, play ball. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry takes first base on ball four. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a line drive into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Allen reaches second base with a double. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allen. The throw from Mancuso and he is out, Jackson applying the tag. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple strikes out. Hartnett drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Ripple out. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Gabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabler strikes out. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore is called out on strikes. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehead hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Herman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gabler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lon Warnecke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnecke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Terry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mancuso bunts and there's an error on the play. Jackson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. Jackson moves to third. One out. Frank Gabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Gabler strikes out. Two outs. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallen is called out on strikes. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hack moves to second. Lon Warnecke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnecke is 0-for-1 in the game. Warnecke hits a fly ball into center field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitehead hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Terry hits a line drive into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitehead. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Gerges applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ripple who is chasing the ball. Allen reaches third base with a triple. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Herman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-2 in the game. Demery hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herman moves to third. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripple hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ripple, who is chasing the ball. Hartnett reaches third base with a triple. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gerges is walked intentionally. Lon Warnecke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso fires to first and picks off Gerges. Two outs. Lon Warnecke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnecke is 0 for 2 in the game. Warnecke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Leslie pinch hits for Frank Gabler. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kiddo Davis pinch runs for Sam Leslie. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Slick Castleman now pitching. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 3 in the game. Cavaretta strikes out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Herman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Demery hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herman moves to second. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Herman moves to third. Demery moves to second. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 3 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Castleman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Terry strikes out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 3 in the game. Ott hits a line drive into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Warnke fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 1, and New York Giants, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.